Praise the Lord. Well, good morning, good morning. I want to welcome you to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for this Labor Day weekend. Amen. As we get to celebrate, and hopefully you get an extra day there to vacation before, I mean, school's already started, but, you know, before we head into the depths of the next quarter here, we get to celebrate a little Labor Day break, and I hope that you're all blessed by that. And today, I thank God that we're here in His presence. Amen? And I'm so glad that the Bible declares that when we come together in His name, especially when we stand in unity, He's not only with us, but He commands His blessing upon us. Amen? So we're just going to rest in the presence of God. We're going to be touched by His goodness, and we're going to rejoice in His refreshing. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are we ready to praise the Lord this morning?
Yes.
Amen. I love it. Hallelujah.
Do you see what I see? Do you see what I see? I see lightning, I hear thunder. Something stirring 6 feet under. Dead things coming back to life again. I believe there's about to be another resurrection. I see signs and I see wonders. I see bursts of living color. Dead things coming back to life again. I believe there's about to be another resurrection. Come alive. Wake up.
Do you see what I see?
I see signs and I see wonders.
are risen with you. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Decided, I have resolved to wait upon you, Lord. My rock and redeemer, shield and reward, I'll wait upon you, Lord. As surely as the sun will rise, you'll come to us. Certain as the dawn appears, you'll come. Let your glory fall as you respond to us. Spirit rain, flood into our thirsty hearts again. You'll come. We wait upon you, Lord. Mighty deliverer, triumphant truth, we wait upon you, Lord. Surely as the sun will rise, you'll come to us. Certain as the dawn appears, you'll come. Let your glory fall as you respond to us. Spirit rain, flood into our thirsty hearts again. You'll come. Chains be broken, lives be healed, eyes be open, Christ is revealed. Chains be broken, lives be healed, and eyes be open, Christ is revealed, and you'll come. Thirsty hearts again.
Hallelujah. We thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. But you have never failed me. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me. And I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. And my heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me, Lord. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never failed me. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never failed me. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me.
No, you never fail me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father.
Want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus, yes. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name. I just want to see the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, to every soul held captive by depression. I speak Jesus. 'Cause your name is power, your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, yes, yes. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus. Jesus in the darkness over every head of his. Jesus for my family, I speak the holiness.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I see Jesus.
I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Right now, Father.
Praise God, Father. Amen. Everything that has limited us, Father, everything that fights against us, Father, those things that try to steal our identity, bring fear, Father, things that try to break us, I break that power. I break those strongholds right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I thank you for it. Mm. Amen. Amen. Mm. Praise God.
Amen.
Honey, we're just going to pray for Amy before we get started.
Absolutely.
Here, Father,
absolutely.
In the name of Jesus, we put Amy before you, Father. And Father, we break sickness off of her,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Right now, we loose the working of miracles and healing. Father, you send your word, Father. And right now, bring healing in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And we thank you for it. Amen,
amen.
And amen.
Even now.
Hallelujah.
Even now,
praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, obviously, we got a lot of people traveling for this last three-day,
yes,
weekend for a while.
Amen.
So just keep them up in prayer.
Yes.
They'd have a great time and safe travels. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
There's
God.
Nothing like
Hallelujah.
Getting to spend time with your family and enjoying. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well,
praise
Jesus is better,
Lord.
But you know what I meant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We've got some exciting stuff coming up. Remember, so we will have our October Women's breakfast on the first Saturday at 9 o'clock.
Hallelujah.
And Candace is on the schedule to teach. We're excited.
Amen.
This is our first time. We're excited to hear her. Amen.
Amen.
And then
praise
we have the
Lord.
Food. So women, if you are here and you've not heard this before, or if you're watching live stream, we have a women's just meaning Bible study where different people teach each week, and it's amazing. Or each time, not each week. But each time we get together, and it starts at 9 o'clock here, and you're going to get fed too. So just come, get fed the word, and get fed real food, you know?
Amen.
Well, the word is real food.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Get fed both.
Hallelujah.
How's that?
Amen.
And then we have
Amen.
The teens.
Yep. On the 23rd, the teens at 4 o'clock are going to gather here for a time of games and spending time together, and it's just going to be a good time for them. And of course, they'll do some eating during that time, praise God. And so that's going to be a blessing. So I want to make sure that everybody's aware of that, and our teens come out and spend time together. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And we've got the fair this week with the kids' tent and a table we have in the kids' tent.
Praise God.
Yeah, you come up and tell them I don't know what to tell them other than I know it's happening.
Praise
it's happening
the
on the 5th.
Hallelujah.
I still got a few things to get you. That's what I know.
Okay, so like you said, fair's coming up here in just a couple of days, and we do have a table out there in the Kids Zone area. Kids Zone is kind of new this year, so for those of you who have little kids and are familiar with where the little kids' rides usually are, that is now part of the Kids Zone, and we'll be in the tent that's directly across from those kids' rides. I do want to say thank you for the many people who've already stepped up and helped out with this, with we've had adults and teens and kids helping to put things together to pass out to the kids, people donating candy and pencils. I especially want to comment on the pencils. Since we don't know what to expect for this, I set a goal of 500 to pass out to the kids. We have nearly 900 that people have donated, so I'm very pleased with that. Yeah. Yes. So now we do still need people, volunteers. I checked the sign-up sheet out on the welcome desk before it came in, and it looked like I think there's 21 two-hour time slots that currently don't have anyone signed up. So we'd really like to get as many of those filled in as we can. And if you'd like to see some of the things that we're passing out, those we have some samples of a few of the items out there on the welcome desk as well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We have to go check out that sign-up list and see.
Amen.
And we can put our name on that thing and go out there, amen, and help out. We have a date coming up. We're going to get you some more dates. We have a get-together for the whole church, a cookout, our fall party thing that we're going to do.
Amen.
Listen, when you come up here and be in the presence of the Lord like that, and then try to remember what you're supposed to say.
Amen.
I'm good enough to say Jesus is Lord here. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I think I'm going to end it because I don't know what I'm saying. How's that? Huh?
Praise the Lord.
What'd you say? Boy, you want to go.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and let all the children and teens go to their classes. Praise God. And we're going to take a few minutes here to do the offering. We're going to look in Luke chapter 21, verse 1 through about 4. And it says, "And he," meaning Jesus, "looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither 2 mites. And he said, 'Of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God, but she of her penury, or her lack, or her poverty, hath cast in all the living that she had.'" I want you to understand something right now, that when it comes to tithe and offering and giving, the Lord is always with you right where you're at. The Lord knows who you are. He knows what you're giving. He knows where you're at financially. And the Lord is always wanting you to know that it's the faith within your gift, not just the size of your gift, that moves on the Lord's heart on your behalf. And the Lord wants you to know that he received the wealthy people offering, but also he wanted you to see here that this widow woman who could only give a little bit, that what she gave was a treasure to him. And I want you to know something, that what you give is a treasure to the Lord. Remember, the Lord says that those who sow sparingly shall reap sparingly, but those who sow bountifully shall reap bountifully, and that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. Amen? So when you're giving, make sure that you're doing your best where you're at. When you're giving, make sure your faith is open to know that the Lord will receive what you give him, and that's it's a blessing. Amen? I remember one time, the dumbest thing, well, it seemed dumb in the natural, praise God. But this one time I went down to the offering bucket and I just gave a mint piece of candy that I had in my hand because that's all I had. But I want you to know something, that I thank God that from the very beginning of just using my faith, that I have found the Lord to be so faithful. Amen? I'll never forget one time a minister was giving a testimony of somebody giving him an offering or giving him a blessing. And I just said, Lord, you know what? I just need $24 so that I can get gas to go to work this week. That's all I'm asking for. And it was the craziest thing because at the end of that service, guess what happened? Somebody walked over and said, I feel like I need to give you this. And it was exactly $24. I immediately kicked myself and said, why didn't I say $200? No, I didn't. I was so thankful, but it was just a moment where the Lord was reassuring me that he hears me, that he's with me, and he hears each one of us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this moment, God, that we get to bring our tithes and offerings, Father. And Lord, I thank you that it's you who sees and receives, Father. It's you who knows our heart, Father. And it's you who rebukes the devourer on our behalf, Father. It's you that gives back, pressed down, shaking together, running over. It's you who will not allow our seed to go barren, Father God. It is you that brings forth blessing and takes care of us, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. Hallelujah.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Well, praise God. I think it's a great day for us to look at the Word of God and just be touched by the fact that we're going to end up talking about being strong today. But I want to start right here with a great passage of Scripture from the Lord. I think it's funny that I'm reading this on Labor Day weekend. But it's amazing here that it says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want to just encourage you this morning because the Lord gives us clear instructions that we are to come to him. Amen? He said, all of those who labor and are heavy burden. In other words, the Lord looks upon us at our life and sees and knows that on our own, we're going to struggle. On our own, we're going to have difficulty. You know, if we're not careful, we'll take on the burdens of life so intently that they begin to bring us down. They begin to bring discouragement. They begin to be a weight that causes depression and causes us all kinds of reactions that are just not the best for us. You know, sometimes life will put so much pressure on us that it actually causes us to rely on other things to keep us, you know, centered other than what it should rely on, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Amen? And so we got to look here at what the Lord is saying. He said, come unto me. And what that means is that each and every one of us has the responsibility to not only receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, but then to submit ourselves to him. Remember, we looked the other day and it said that on a daily basis, we got to pick up our cross, amen, and we should carry our cross. But what I want to remind you is every step of your life should be in unity with the Lord and in reliance on Him. Remember, the Word of God says that His Word is the lamp unto our feet. Amen? The Bible also says that the Lord will bless wherever our foot shall step. Praise God. Remember, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. That means that the Lord is definitely with us as we navigate through life. But I just want to really encourage you to remember that the Lord said, come unto me. I will give you rest. You know, and the Lord doesn't say that he'll just give you rest and make life easy. That's not what the word says. In fact, the Bible says that in one place the Lord says, in this life you will have tribulation. Another scripture says that not just once or not just twice, but the Bible actually says many are the afflictions of the righteous. In other words, in this life, the Lord was well aware of the fact that we would go through trouble. In fact, that's why he came down here, amen? He came down, left the riches and the wealth of who he was, made himself poor. Why? So that the Bible says, in all ways, in all points, he was tempted just like we are, yet without sin. He came to live this life as an example, not so that he could have an outward perspective, but that none of us could ever say to the Lord that he doesn't understand, or he's never dealt with, or he's never felt. Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to know, I think we're going to get into it today, but if we don't, there's a scripture in the Bible that says that they came from that day forward and persecuted the Lord. In other words, they fought against him, talked negatively about him, came after him to take his life. I want you to understand something, that no matter where you're at in this thing called life, and no matter what your journey is, one thing you should have a confidence is that the Lord not only understands and loves you, but he has been dealing and has dealt with these things when he was here, so he knows exactly what you're at and what you're going through. Praise the Lord. I might not have had your exact experience. I might not know exactly what you're going through, but I do know this, that the Lord who numbers every hair on our head knows exactly what we're going through. Amen? And where we're at. And so I just want to say unto you that the Lord says, come unto me and receive rest. And I also want to read something here for you in the Bible. Praise God. Boy, that's a good place to read, isn't it? The Bible. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. In fact, I want to encourage you to make sure that you're reading it more and more. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, we're going to see something that Paul wrote. And in verse 9, he says, he was going through a time where Satan was buffeting him, and he was struggling, and he went to the Lord. And in verse 8, it says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in thy weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, and distresses for God's sake, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I want you to know something, that remember, the Bible says in John 5:24 that we don't even step into the fullness of life until we believe and receive Jesus Christ. And here's what I want you to know more than anything. Remember, not only does pride come before a fall, but the Bible says that those who humble themselves before the Lord, in due time, he will exalt them. And what that means is that when we humble ourselves before God and we start asking the Lord for his help and we start asking the Lord to direct our path and we start listening to the way he wants us to live life, because the way he wants us to live life is definitely different than the world's way. Praise God. And when we start living as the just that live by faith and we start pursuing him, one thing we're going to discover on the journey is that my way wasn't right. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, if you could get it right, it'd already be done. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand that what the Lord is really saying is that when you start to discover that your way is less than mine, and the minute we start to discover that in our own ability, we're going to be weak and without, then in that moment is when we truly become strong. Praise God. When we get to the end of ourselves, it's the beginning of the Lord. And I wish it would happen immediately once we got saved. Boy, I tell you what, when you first get saved, there's such a time of refreshing and rejoicing, and I don't ever want you to forget that. But also, I want to remind you that the Lord says, if you have begun to believe, if you're truly going to be a disciple and you're going to really be mine, then you're going to have to continue in my word. What does that mean? That means that on an ongoing basis, we are going to discover on each step of our journey as we change from glory to glory, we're going to get to a new place where we realize that we have some things that we have to cut off. Praise God. We've grown, but also remember the Bible says, like a newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word. But then it says that we have got to get to the place where we can desire and handle the meat of the word. Amen? In other words, in this journey of becoming who we are in Christ, we're going to constantly be on a journey of change along with our faith. We're just going to get to the point where there are things that we know that has to change. We're going to get to the point where maybe we were somebody that just dealt with a low self-esteem or lack of believing in who we were as a person. But I want you to know that as the Word of God is revealed to us more and more, all of a sudden we're going to discover that we are His, that we are special, that He made us who we are. And we're going to start to discover that my voice is important. Who I am is important. And all of a sudden, the Lord is going to help us break free from shame, fear, all those things that hold us back from ever expressing ourselves. Because on the journey of faith, you're going to discover that you have value. In fact, you're priceless. Praise God. You're one of a kind. Amen? Whoo, praise God. You know, when they make cars and they only make a handful of them, especially if they only make one, boy, they become expensive, don't they? Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I want you to remember something, that the Lord only made one of you. And therefore, to him, you are priceless. You know, when the Lord went to the cross for you, what was that declaration? He was willing to lay down his life for your life. That ought to let you know just how precious you are. That if the Lord was willing to give up his life so that you could live, that ought to give you a confidence of your value to the Lord. Amen? And it should give us a confidence in who we are. So I thank God that the Bible says here, you know, I'm going to take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in the necessities, in the persecutions, in the distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Let me tell you something. You're only strong if you rely on the Lord. Hallelujah. Huh. Another scripture in the book of James, remember? He said, count it all joy when you come into tribulations, because these trials will just work patience into your faith. And when you see the goodness of God, it will start to encourage you and give you hope every time you go into the battle that he's with you. Amen? Well, Pastor Phil, I just don't feel strong. Well, I got to tell you something. Before you knew the Lord, even if you looked strong to the world, you were really weak. Praise God. But I'm going to show you something that declares unto you who you are after the Lord. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Uh-oh. See, I'm no longer standing in my own ability. I'm standing in the grace, in the goodness of God. I'm standing in the anointing and the strengthening that comes upon me by the Holy Ghost. Amen? And rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Praise God. I didn't know we were going to get to all that goodness. Praise God, because that we're leading to what I want to get to. So I love it that this is another scripture that's declaring what we should do when we're going through trouble. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You should always have hope. Not worldly hope, but biblical hope. You know the difference between worldly hope and biblical hope? Worldly hope is a hope and a prayer, like we're flipping a coin. Biblical hope is a confidence in the expectation of the outcome of God. And it says here, and this is what I really want you to grab a hold of, for when we were yet without strength, and due time Christ died for the ungodly. I want you to know something. Before you were saved, no matter how tough you thought you were, you were weak and without strength. Even me. Praise God. All the times that we were physically fighting, all the times that we've yelled, all the times where we've put up our walls and said, I ain't going to let nobody hurt me. I ain't going to let nobody get close to me. All the time where we shove people off and push them away, and we've done all that stuff, and we thought during that time that we were a hardcore, tough Kentonite, that we were just, the toughest in the world because we could do these things in the natural. And boy, you heard our profanity, and you heard my stance, and you saw my walk, and you saw my attitude. I want you to know that all that time, that was weakness. Because strength does not come until the revelation of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and the change comes when we become a brand new creature. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And the Bible declares that in salvation, we become a brand new creature. You know what the Bible imposes about our old man? It's so strong in the revelation of the Word of God that the Bible says this: let know no man before the resurrection. Hallelujah. Thank God, people, when I first got saved, I can remember some people that would get a hold of me and say, what? You don't cuss anymore? You don't this anymore? And I used to tell them, I never did that. Praise God. That wasn't me. Oh, yes, it was you. It might have been the Saul version of me, but it certainly isn't the Paul version of me. Amen? So I have a right to cut that old identity and that old nature off and say, that's not who I am. Remember Paul the Apostle, a murderer of Christians, a man who authorized the death of those who now he's walking with in heaven. I wonder what he did when he went to the first person that saw him after they had been put to death. What did Paul do when he went to heaven? But what's so powerful, and the reason I'm bringing him up, is because at one point, Paul made a declaration. He said, I can tell you today that I have no blood on my hands. I wonder what the people and the relatives of those who knew Paul he had killed, I wonder what they were thinking at that time. I wonder how they were thinking. What's so amazing is that when the Lord sent a man by the name of Ananias to go pray for Paul, he showed what people were thinking because he said, what? Lord, you want me to go pray for that guy when all I've heard is how he stones us, kills us, and how he kills the brother? I also think it's powerful, and I know why the Lord picked Ananias. Because once the Lord gave him the revelation that, hey, this man has changed, he's going to live for me, he's going to suffer things for me, and he's now a brother just like you, isn't it amazing that Ananias went to him and called him a brother? Praise God. And laid hands on him. And overlooked everything about his yesterday to declare who he is today. Boy, I'm leading you somewhere. Uh-oh. We're going to have to take some accountability in a minute here, because remember, we started out weak, but now that we are saved, and now that the Lord is the King of our heart, the Bible just declared to us that before we knew him, we were without strength. But now that we have him, what does that mean? That means we have strength. How do we know this? Because the Bible doesn't say, I can do one thing once in a while. The Bible doesn't say, I can barely get by. The Bible doesn't say, I have to struggle and I have to hope. I have to, if I get through this, I'm lucky. That's not what the Bible says, does it? The Bible declares over us that we can do not just one thing or two things, but we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Praise God. I can handle the next challenge. I can get through life. I can handle all my roles and responsibilities. I can be a pastor. I can be a husband. I can be a father. I can be a friend, an uncle. I can be anything. Why can I be those things? Not because of who I am by myself, but because the Lord, yes, baby, even for you, the Lord has released an anointing on me that makes me a good, great husband. And the greatest identity that I get to enjoy here recently, whew, that's been added to me in a great way, and we just rejoiced and enjoyed a great summer full of it, is I have an identity as a papa. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I was on my iPad the other day, and this little ad came up, and it was a chance for me to buy a shirt. I didn't buy it. Hallelujah. But what was funny on it is it said that getting to do this was great, getting to do this was great, but being a papa is a blessing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so I want you to know that in every one of your identities, God gives you an anointing, a strengthening, an empowerment to be so. So I brought up Paul, and I brought up the fact that Ananias went to him and made such a stance and joined his faith for him. And I think it's so powerful, because one of the things we're going to look at today and one of the things we're going to grab a hold of is exactly what I believe the Lord is saying to us today. And we're going to stay right here in the book of Romans, praise God. That way you won't have to move your Bible around too much, praise God, on a Sunday morning, hallelujah. But it says right here, in the middle of Romans chapter 15, it says this, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Wow. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to speak to you today about the fact that we have got to accept the fullness of our identity. You know, for that same scripture that says we're a new creature in Christ, you know what also it says about you? That you're a reconciler. That you will help reconcile people back to Jesus. You know what else it says about you? That you are an ambassador to Jesus Christ. That means that not only do you live for him, but you represent him. You know, I think it's interesting because when an ambassador leaves America and goes to another country, guess what? They're not represented or walking in the authority or the power of that other country, are they? No. Their identity and their authority is backed by the entire United States. And when they're out about and they are representative of America, guess what? Just like we give people diplomatic immunity here, guess what? Nobody wants to put their hands on that American ambassador when they're overseas because they know not to touch that which is represented by such authority. Praise the name of the Lord. Grab a hold of your identity. You know, sometimes we live in fear of what Satan will do. Sometimes we live in fear of what the world would do. But I want to remind you that the whole time the children of God walked in the wilderness before they possessed the promised land, guess what happened when they went into the promised land to check it out? The report in the promised land was, oh my goodness, we have been afraid of you since you crossed the water. We've been terrified by who you are because we know that God is with you. I want you to understand right now that even when the enemy comes against you, you should recognize that the fear he tries to bring, the doubt he tries to bring, it's all a fraud because he's terrified by who you are. The Bible never says that Satan is a roaring lion, does it? It says that Satan, like a roaring lion, he puts on a false identity of trying to act as though he has power over you when he doesn't. Another scripture that I always like, and sometimes people think of it one way and they think of it from a stance of fear, is how the Bible says that when a wicked spirit has been cast out of a place, it will come back to examine to see if that place is empty so that it can come back in there and it'll bring sevenfold more stronger than himself. And what I want you to know is that what I'm not afraid of is that when the enemy comes back to inspect my house, when he comes back to inspect this temple, what he's going to find is the line of the tribe of Judah, and he can bring as many as he wants because he's not coming in, he's not going to be welcomed, and he has no authority over me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Grab a hold of that. The enemy may come and try to tempt you and test you, but it's only because he's terrified of who you are. Remember the other day, I just want to remind you one more time that the Bible declares that Jesus basically stood up and said, this day is this scripture fulfilled because I am anointed. I am the one. It is me. And this scripture is fulfilled right here before you. What was the next event that he experienced? 40 days in the wilderness being tempted of the devil. But what's so powerful is, unlike us, Jesus had to deal with Satan face to face. And he did nothing. He did nothing more than what he tells you to do today. He relied on the word, and he quoted the word to Satan. You know what I love about it? Is Jesus didn't put any pressure on you, because guess what? He did not quote chapter or verse, did he? He just told you what the word said. I thank God that sometimes us just having power scriptures in our spirit, even if you can't quote chapter and verse, it is still powerful to be able to say, greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. The first time the Lord gave me a revelation of being more than a conqueror, guess what? I was coming home proud because I had worked the last week and earned my paycheck, and I had some overtime on it. And I want you to know, I was proud carrying that check. And I opened the door, and as soon as I opened the door, Miss Regina removed the check from my hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. And at that moment, I said, that woman is more than a conqueror. I'm the one that was sweating. I'm the one that was toiling. I'm the one that worked all week. But the minute I get here, it's no longer mine. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to understand something, that you have to walk in the authority of who you are. And I want to remind you that even though we're talking about being strong, remember, being strong doesn't mean that I look perfect all the time. Being strong doesn't mean that I don't face adversity. Being strong means that in the middle of my adversity, everybody knows that I'm not relying on myself, I'm relying on Jesus. Paul said, I will be at peace. I will rejoice. I will take pleasure in my difficulties, because when I am weak, I'm made strong. And I want you to know something. When that scripture right there says those of us who are strong have to help bear the weak and the infirmities of the weak, I want you to understand something. That being strong doesn't mean that you're perfect every day. Being strong means that you don't quit, you don't give up, and you know in who your salvation is. You're reminded that what could separate me from the love of God, and you stand strong and don't let anything separate you from the goodness of God. Amen? Those of us who are strong, I want you to know right now, you're strong. I want you to know right now that you are the people that God is looking to. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. If we were going to be perfect on this journey, the Lord would have never written in the scriptures, my little children. If you do find yourself in a sin, now it does say if, but it says if you do find yourself in a sin, remember you have an advocate in Christ Jesus. And the most important thing we got to remember is that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And what we need to remember is that though a righteous man fall down 7 times, yea, he can get back up, because what we're going to do is when we do find ourselves in disarray, we're going to repent, we're going to turn, and we're going to hit the mark next time. Amen? Praise God. What it means to repent. Get up, shake it off, and then go the direction that you need to go. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. But you're strong today. You are strong. Praise God. And you can carry the burdens for other people as well as yourself. Sometimes pressure comes and tries to make you feel like, this is too much. I can't take it. I got so much going on. I got this. I got this. I got this. In the middle of that, remember, don't carry this on your own. Don't take it upon yourself. Remember, when you're laboring, when you're burdened, remember, the Lord said, come to Him. Praise God. His burden is light. Why? Because He will carry it for you. He will pick up where you left off, and He will pick up where you can't, and He will make it happen. I just want to remind you today that the Bible says something else about us that should speak to our strength and who we are. Praise God. Not only does He call us soldiers, but I want to remind you that Matthew 11:12 says, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Now, does that mean that we're physically violent like the world expects us to be violent? No. But it does mean that we pick up the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, and it means that we fight the fight of faith. It means that every time we find ourselves in a tough space, we stay the course and we don't give up, knowing that in due season, if we don't faint, we shall see that weariness will leave us and the goodness of God will come. Praise the Lord. I want to remind you that every time that Jesus interacted with someone, He took someone that was weak in this world and He made them stronger. Praise God. Remember when He came to the paralyzed man and said, pick up your bed? Now, He did tell him, go and sin no more. But what was so powerful about it is that man got to stand on his 2 feet like he had never done before. And he got to tell people who had given him his strength. Remember the man possessed with devils that everybody thought was crazy? As soon as the Lord cast the legion out, that man was terrified to be by himself. And he said, Lord, if you're leaving, I want to go with you. And the Lord said, oh no, now that you're clothed and you're in your right mind, you're going to stay right here and you're going to tell everybody of the goodness that I've done for you. And Jesus was willing to trust what used to be a crazy man to speak about who he was. Praise God. Every person Jesus met, he made them stronger. And it didn't take him a lot of time either. It says of the Lord that when the leper came to him and said, Lord, if it was your will, and if you're willing to, you could make me whole. And Jesus removed all the guessing, all the ifting, and said, I will be thou whole. Praise God. I want to tell you today that the reason you're strong is because the Lord has received your words and your confession of faith that you want Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior. That you want Him to lead your life. That you want to rely on Him. And even the difficult things, remember, not just the things you like about the Word. Praise the Lord. The Lord says, why call me Lord and not do the things I say? The things that you like about the word, I'm glad you like them, but I want you to know that the tough things of the word are good for us also. Amen? I am not allowed to hate my enemies. I don't know if that means I have to like them. But I do have to pray for them. And I do have to keep my hands from off their neck. Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to understand something today, that the Lord is saying to us who are saved, that now we're saved, that we're strong, we're no longer the weak. Remember, the Bible says that we should be confident in this, knowing that he who has begun a good work in us is faithful to finish it. Remember, the Bible says not only is he the author, but he is the finisher of our faith. I thank God that he would never start you on a journey and get you halfway there or three quarters of the way there. When he starts the journey with you, he's committed to get you all the way where you need to be. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Being made strong in him. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your glory today, Father. Lord, I declare your blessing. I declare your goodness. And Father, I thank you that as we celebrate Labor Day weekend, Father, that we can come to you and we can cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. And Father, you have given us a strong word that says your burden is light. And it's light because we don't carry it by ourselves, Father, but we are hooked with you, Lord, and you're with us. You strengthen us, Father, and you help us in every step of this journey called life. And you don't just give us a little bit of life. According to the word of John 10:10, it says that you have come to give us life, and that life more abundantly, amen? A life with more blessing. A life with more joy. A life with more peace. Even peace beyond understanding. A declaration, God, that we are never alone. That we don't have to lack. I thank you that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And that we are strong in you, Lord, not in our strength, but in your strength, Father. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Ooh, praise God. Amen. Praise God. I found out that before church, if you're out there watching live stream, I thank you for being on live stream. But I was also told earlier that it's just not the same. So make sure that you come in person to be here with us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just put Tiger before you right now, Father. And in the name of Jesus, I break congestion and headache and these things that are against him, Father God. I break them in the name of Jesus. I command them to lift off of him, Father God, and for him to be made whole right now in Jesus' name. We release the gifts of healing and the working of miracles, and we thank you for it, Father. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we put Haley Smith before you, Father, and right now we curse bronchitis, Father. Lord, we break it off of her in the name of Jesus. We command this sickness to come out of her, Father, and Lord, we speak healing and strength to her in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Lord, right now I put Candace before you, Father, and even though she's here with us, we're thankful, Father, but Lord, continue to finish the healing process, Father. Total restoration, Father. Every symptom go in the name of Jesus. Be made whole, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Just came in. Praise God. I love those. Amen. Praise God. Father, we put Rita before you right now, Lord God. And Father, we ask you to give her clarity, Father God. to give her clear direction, Father God, to let her be led by you, touched by you, Father God, and strengthened by you, that you would grant access to these things she's put before you, Father, because she wants to do it in your glory and for your name. And Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to thank you for being here today. And I pray that the word touched you. I believe that the Lord had something to speak specifically to us. Amen. And I tell you, I hope that you go here encouraged. I pray blessing over the rest of your weekend, especially if you get an extra day for Labor Day. Hallelujah. And I just want you to go and be blessed in the name of the Lord. Amen. Anybody that needs prayer or even needs to just talk or whatever you want to do, I'll be here and I'll be available for you. And thank you for coming. Amen. Amen.